Yeah. So, I was wondering what the situation is on the steel thing, Jim. Do they have anything in on the productivity or work rules thing? '59. Yeah. They get tomorrow, and they look like there's a chance that they're going to make a settlement or something like that. I would not mind. I know that this settlement, of course, is going to be inflationary. They all are, but I would no more inflationary than the others, as I understand. But I was going to. I would not mind. And I think it might be a good idea. The most important thing is to avoid the strike. And I'd be glad to come down. I mean, and really sit with them for several hours. You know what I mean? What I'm getting at is, I don't know, if it's going to break, if we can get it to break, I won't sit with them if they're not going to break. But if they are, I'll just sit right in there, and we'll get them in here and get the damn settlement done. I don't know whether that's a good idea or bad idea, but I think that there's something to be said for really putting the heat on these people. Settled. Sure. You got that incidentally. Don't worry about it. You have it now. I'm giving you that authority. And just say that you've been president and you write it out and you can say that I called and I requested for you know. Yeah. Yeah. Now, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't even mind going to a hotel or anything like that. But it's something that's really shows that we care about. And they shouldn't have a steel strike. It's ridiculous. They're going to eventually agree. They're going to have to pay it. It's just right now, it's not a good thing. I can do. stay with them, now they say, on the field, that you want to drive it, I said, oh, I'll stay with them, I don't know how to ask for it, it might be better than you do it, but they need another jolt. I mean, I know that the states here are, that this company, and I'll figure what they've got to agree by to raise prices, that's part of the problem. Yeah. All right, fine, good luck, and then that railroad thing, we tell them, God, then if we want a second, no, that's it, tonight, or, now the other thing is, we not only want it settled, but I think frankly the American people are sick of the railroad, full stop, and I think the American, and this means that something damn drastic can happen. It is gonna happen, right? And it's better, I'll leave the charge myself, that we should. That's right, and that we're gonna push that, and I'm gonna, that is, tell them that the president said, now look, just that I try to be reasonable here, but if they don't settle, that the gloves are gonna come off, just tell them that. And I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna take it right on, frontally, and we're gonna have to say that this industry is no longer able to handle no affair. And they've got to have the word pool thing in there. Well, there's nothing they don't put in. Because basically they use the dams, that is, those roads that are running, or the high productivity average dams, the roads that don't have to have the Georgia stuff, they should be shot for 20%. Yeah. Oh, gosh, of course they run. All right. Well, that's the thing for putting the balloon. He said that if the government runs these things, we decide there isn't going to be any, we're going to run electronic post, we're going to run a new post office, there isn't going to be any of this damn benefit. Now that's what it's going to be now, we're not going to crap around with this thing. It'll be run efficiently, and maybe that's what has to happen. But I don't want any fooling around with this, that the United States, we're not going to take this one tomorrow. They better settle down and go. Okay, you get to work again, and tell them, all right.